why is it important to bring this fish back?
Well, alligator gar were an apex predator, the top of the food chain in Illinois in the southern part of the state. They were never found statewide. So we've got an opportunity now working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to bring them back. So we thought, well, let's try to bring them back. We don't know if we'll be successful, but we're going to try.
One of the things that I think people may hear about this fish is just how big this fish is. I mean, it's the heaviest I saw that was caught in Illinois, weighed 176 pounds and was about 8 feet or longer. That's a pretty big fish. Makes somebody think of an alligator. It's not an alligator, though. It does have teeth, but it's not an alligator.
That's right. It's a fish. They're the second largest species in North America, behind the sturgeons that are found, the white sturgeons that are found out in the northwest part of the country. They can get real big down in Texas, I believe, and I know the North American record is about 300 pounds, so they do get really big. We're kind of here in Illinois. We've always been at the very northern extent of their range. There never were, you know, super abundant in the southern part of the state, but we were within their range. But if you go down to Louisiana, Texas, you'll find them a lot more down there.
What happened to cause this fish to disappear in Illinois? Because I think I read the last one was believed to have been caught in the mid-60s.
Yes. A lot of it, habitat change, and you hear that for many species of animal that you have trouble with, an endangered or a threatened species. You just habitat is generally the biggest problem. And then also, because they got big and the teeth and everything, people didn't like them. So there was a lot of, you catch them and kill them immediately. And there's still some of that done with the other gar. We have three native species of gar that are found all over in our rivers and streams, the short-nosed gar, spotted gar, and long-nosed gar. And we still have a lot of that. People don't like them for whatever reason.
Well, you mentioned earlier they are considered a predator, and there being such a large fish, I believe there's been some thought that these fish could really help with controlling invasive species, and specifically, I assume we're talking mostly about Asian carp?
Yeah, there was talk of that. A report got out last year, last August, I think, that's one of the reasons we were stocking them, and that is not true at all. There's never going to be enough in there to have any impact whatsoever on the Asian carp. You know, when you look at the Asian carp population, just as an example, in the LaGrange pool, which is over due west of here in Springfield on the Illinois River, there's about 13 tons of Asian carp per river mile. So, you know, there's just no way this fish can take them. And it, also, if you look at the fish's mouth, its gape, it can't take a very big predator or a prey species. And so the Asian carp grows so quickly, within just a few months, they're too big for even the biggest of alligator gars to take. Studies have been done, food studies have been done, and their primary diet is gizzard shad, which is kind of the primary diet of all predators here in the state of Illinois, whether it's largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, muskie, walleye, whatever. It's all gizzard shad is the prey species that they prefer.
So is there any concern that they could throw off the natural balance by bringing, you know, this species back, or would there not be enough of them to do something like that?
And there wouldn't, and there is, and they were actually part of the natural balance when they were here. So the natural balance is actually thrown off now. This is moving back towards where we've got some kind of a natural balance. Although, you know, all their stream systems are so disturbed now with the locks and dams that have been put on the larger ones, and the Asian carp. The Asian carp are now in all rivers and streams in the Midwest. They're really pretty much the Asian carp are from the Appalachian Mountains all the way to the Rocky Mountains in all the river systems. So we got really disturbed systems now, but we do have a chance to bring back something that was here at one time, and that's why we're trying this.
From a fisherman's standpoint, is it worthwhile to catch these fish if they do become more populated? Can they be eaten, and you know, are they good to eat, things like that?
Generally speaking, people don't eat them, although I know the people that do eat them really like them. But when they get real big like that, they're strictly a trophy type species. Down south in Texas and in Louisiana, where they're more abundant, they actually have guide services, something like you would see if you went to Canada going for muskies or something like that. You'd hire a guide to take you out fishing for muskie or walleye. Or here in Illinois, you have guides to take you out for bass fishing or crappie fishing. Down south, they take you out looking for these big monster trophies down south, let's say Texas, as I mentioned, and Louisiana. They take you out fishing for those. So they're going to be fun from that standpoint. And then also there's bow fishing. Bow fishing is really rising quickly here in the state of Illinois. A lot more bow fishermen now than there were just a few years ago, and it's really growing. So the bow fishermen will get quite a kick out of them if they happen to get one. But their numbers are going to be so few throughout the state that people will hardly ever even see one, I don't think. We're hoping at some point they do. We can see them more and more, but really, right now the stocking, we're just trying to see if it's feasible and trying to reestablish it. And if you read in the article, it noted that the females aren't even reproductively mature until they're 11 years old. So this is a long-term process, way on past my years as division chief.
And when it comes to this plan, is there anything else that people ought to know about how you're planning to do this reintroduction?
We're keeping them in the southern part of the state, their native range from when they were here before. There's so many places we could stock them to. We just don't have enough fish. You know, we're going to be stocking, well, it's hard to say. We get 20,000 fry in each year to raise up, and fry are about the size of mosquitoes. So the survival's not very good. And last year you noted that we only stocked 1,600. We'd like to be able to stock 4,000 or 5,000 a year. And when you look at the river systems we have, the Ohio, the Kaskaskia, the Mississippi, down south, the Illinois, there's miles and miles and miles, you know, hundreds of miles of rivers and only a few thousand to stock every year. So, you know, it's really a long-term project. We stocked them back in 10, 11, and 12, and then we took a little hiatus for a couple of years. And then we started stocking them again last fall. I know there were some people concerned the Kaskaskia Boating, maybe it's called the Kaskaskia Boating Club, I can't remember what they were, down in southern Illinois, and they were very concerned about the impacts it'd have on skiers and swimmers and, you know, if they'll bite people and or if your dog jumped in the water, they're going to eat your dog and stuff like that. And none of that can happen. That's just not feasible at all. They're going to take shad. 95% of their diet is shad. And another thing, too, that there was some concern about, they'd eat all the sport fish, eat all the crappie, so fishermen wouldn't have crappie or bass or whatever. And the same thing, if you look at their food studies, it's just very, very little of the sport fish species. It's almost all shad and some other carp. They'll take an Asian carp if they get a chance. They're opportunistic, but they're not going to actually look for certain prey species and go after them or anything like that.